Blog Talk Radio.
We cut that shit off at the top, you know, when I be on it. But, man, I think about this shit a lot. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. Because I'm a greedy bastard. And I think about winning all the time. I don't know why I think about, well, I just said I do know because I'm a greedy bastard, so forgive me. I digress. But I just wondered, do you ever think of how good you actually have it? You, I'm talking about you. I ain't talking about me. Do you think, or do you ever think that you have it better than the motherfuckers in the Ukraine? What about the motherfuckers here? That's homeless. Girl, I didn't know you was home. Oh, shit. You gotta let me know when you come in. What about the motherfuckers here? You know, that's homeless or hooked on alcohol, the drugs. Do you ever... Shit. Hey, nigga, I'm doing the video. I gotta call you back. I'm really serious when I ask you this shit. Because a lot of people, even me, I'm guilty of this myself. The most I think about is what's fucked up. I be thinking about how, man, this, that, and all this shit is fucked up. But I always, excuse me, my garbage can, I gotta move it over here, goddammit, because anyway, I always look at the bright side. That's not where I base my thinking. You know, the bright side is just there to brighten the shit up when I think of it. But I'm telling you, I have, if you think about it, you probably have these too, but you don't really think of it like this. But I know I have the blessings of God because I believe in God. I have the love of my family. And I have the support of all you motherfuckers. Now, there's three things. Don't very insignificant things you would think. But I'm telling you, fellas, I can say this without a doubt. The best years for you and I are yet to come. Now, me, my best years, I may have 10 or 15 left. You got 50, 55. I'm saying you got a lot of motherfucking time. And I got to admit, if I kept track of the blessings that I've received in my lifetime, I fucking would. I would fucking run out of numbers to count with. Now, over 45 years in the game, 24 years as a visible square, it never had to have gunplay. Come on. I've had countless of run-ins with other motherfuckers about this abba-dabba, right? And I'm proud to say none of them became physical. The abba-dabba Q was always the determining factor in my moves and in just about every other motherfucker I ever had a problem with. Now, long as you're dealing with a man who respects etiquette, in this case, the abba-dabba's etiquette, there would be no problem. There was order to see, this is what you guys don't understand, and this is what I'm trying, or I'm going to get to when I get through, you know, running my fucking mouth. But I was ordering the game, and it had a hold on whoever claimed to be in the motherfucking game. It did. And there was a mantra we all thought and said, be good to the game, and the game will be good to you. Now, what I'm saying is, I know fucking well the game been hella good to me. And it looks like God gonna bless me to see another beautiful year. So, I'm just saying, thinking about this shit makes me appreciative for just living. You know, my life has had a lot more ups than downs. 704, I see you, brother, so I may as well get you now. Or I'll be thinking about you. What's up, man? 704, what's going on?
What's up, bud? I just wanted to call and speak on how good I do have it.
Well, let's hear it, man.
What you're saying.
Are you on speaker or are you speaking in a phone?
Okay, yeah, I was on speaker. I took it off.
Yeah, well, now you on the phone. We better. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you said, do I think about it? And what I got to say about that is this. I do think about it, how good I have it. But I think about how good I don't have it more. Okay. I'm thinking more about where I want to be than where I'm at.
Let me stop you right there.
Let
me stop you right there. Okay. You say you do think about how good you got it, but you think about how whatever you want or otherwise what you don't have more. Now, my question, is that a good or a bad thing?
From life, from what I've experienced, you're going to have to go through the bad to get to the good. Or you're going to have to do what you don't like to get where you want to be.
Okay, wait, hold on. Think of this. Why do you think of stuff as bad? Okay, I ain't going to say why. What I'm saying is this, bro. You will never know what the fuck good is if you don't have no bad. You got to have something to gauge your life against or with. So my point is that you're going to keep telling me, but my point, I ain't going to make it right now because it's actually you talking exactly about what I'm talking about today. So go ahead.
Yeah, so in any situation, what I'm saying is this. You're going to have to, okay. You're going to have to put in work to get where you want to be. You're going to have to want it. Okay. I got a business. I'm doing lawn care. Come up. Eventually, I will want it to be easy. But I can't get there unless I pay my dues, lose this, tire go flat, just all type of the lawnmower
life
messed
shit,
up.
Life shit. You're right. Come on.
Okay. Same way with working out. Okay. I don't want to wake up, keep working out. I don't want to eat right naturally. I want to eat some sweets, some cake, or whatever. But to get where I want to be is going to be a hard road. That's why I was saying bad. Not necessarily bad, but it's a hard road to get to the easy road. And I...
Okay, but let me ask you this. From what you're saying, in a sentence or two, what do you think makes the road easy?
What makes the road easy is this.
Yeah, wait, before you start answering, listen to me. What I'm saying is all this thinking you've done, and you thought about all the bullshit you're going through, but you never thought about what success would be, not successful, but success in trying to achieve what you're trying to achieve. So What is it? What would good, what would good look like?
For me?
Yeah.
Good would look like having, let's go back to the long word. Good to me would look like having it easy. Having work.
Stop. See, the thing about what people miss is they just use words. And you don't know those words, even though it's the. It could be very important. You said make life easy. What the fuck is easy? That's what I'm saying. You ain't describing it. What is easy? What makes it easy?
What makes it easy is your experience from the past. Get
Man.
To where you made it.
Hey, wait. I don't know your fucking name, but sound like you be fucking with me. Who is this?
This JR Superstar, and yes, I do.
Because you coming with some dope-ass answers. And what makes it easy, people, is repetition. And if you believe whatever you're doing is what you should be doing, then you should do it repetitiously, otherwise religiously. And after doing it religiously, let's say for a year, you know, it's really hard to do for this year, but you're doing it religiously. Without you even realizing it, that second year is going to become easy. It's going to be easy because you're totally used to doing what it takes to get where you're trying to go. But as long as you're only doing some of it here, some of it there, kind of, you ain't going to never get where you want to go. You got to do it like you're talking, bro. And I seriously am agreeing with what you're saying, because experience is it. But how do you get experience? By doing something over and over and over. And I'm telling you, this is the key to all of your successes out there. You have to figure out what's going to make it easy, because we all like that. I want to do what I'm doing right now because it's easy for me. Talking shit, you know, having a whole bunch to say about every goddamn thing, you know, that's just easy for me. And I love it because it's easy. You're going to love everything you're trying to do when you figure out what's going to make it easy. You feel me?
I do. It makes sense. And I'm equivalating the word repetition with consistency.
You can't be consistent unless you already practice being repetitious. That's what makes you consistent, because you didn't did what you're supposed to do over and over and over and over and over. Now you know. Now you just doing shit and it's consistently the right thing to do without you thinking about it. I don't have to think about shit. I'm saying the first thing that comes to my mind. Why?
That's
because
it.
I know I ain't thinking no malice bullshit. I'm not going to rob no bank. I ain't going to jump off the bridge. I ain't going to harm myself. Everything I think is about me. So I'm saying whatever. And just like you, you know, had that powerful-ass question, you know questions ain't shit unless you fucking get the proper answer. You feel me?
Yes, that's right.
All right, brother. So, I mean, this is some dope shit right here. You guys, let me tell you something. I like this kind of conversation, not because it's what I want to say, but because it's about what I'm talking about. And you know, you have to believe everything boils down to you. Every fucking thing that you think boils down to you. You know, are you full of shit or not? That's what it boils down to. If you're full of shit, you're going to talk about it and put it off to tomorrow. If you're not full of shit, you're going to tackle that shit right now. So that shit throw you for a loss because it's tough. You're going to get up in the morning and get right back at it. And you're going to keep fucking with it till you get it. Because you ain't bullshitting.
Yeah.
You're serious.
All right. It is. What I got to say about this, your actions, last thing, your actions going to match what you know about yourself.
Hey, man, goddamn, man. I can't recognize that voice, man, but sound like you've been listening, because your actions will fucking match everything you think if you proper about what you do. Good shit, brother.
Okay. I appreciate it, bud.
You know it. See, like I was saying, my life, I have a lot of ups, a lot of downs, but I done had way bigger ups than I've had downs. So, I'm just thankful for the shit. You know, that's I'm talking about appreciating what you have done, what you lived through, what you gained. I learned a lot, but what most sticks out is the old saying. And it's true. If you give willingly, freely, you're going to receive back tenfold, ten times. Ten times. And I have. I have thousands of friends. The one brother, a couple of birthdays ago, didn't wish me a happy birthday. He wished me a happy new year. And I thought about that shit for a while. And he right. New Year's for this country is January 1st. But New Year's, whatever day to date is, a year from now, could be a new year because of whatever you did on this date. Now, what he was saying was every time your birthday comes, you got a whole nother year to make it right. I agree. Each of us have a new year and should see our birthdays as a holiday. I'm just saying, I know I do. I spit a lot of shit. And I just know it ain't being wasted. But I hear you guys saying you getting it. You know, I've been getting a lot of shit positive lately. And it feels good. I'm talking about from people that emails or whatever, just interaction. I'm really overjoyed with the goddamn appreciation that I received. And for the rest of the day, I'm just going to savor a beautiful and event-filled past year. And I'm going to look forward to the rest of this year to make it more profitable, yes, but to make it even better. I got a new semester starting, the last semester of the year. I don't know why, but the last semester always seems to be, not always, have seemed to be the best semesters. But I'm saying because of technology, the world is becoming flat. We know the world is round, but it's becoming flat. And do you know what that means? It means this technology is advancing us to where we can reach out to each other with the greatest of ease. Through Twitter, through Facebook, through FaceTime, through all this stuff. But let's not forget or forsake the value in personal interaction. Don't lose that. Don't forget the value in you being able to say what the fuck you want or desire and having what you say understood. Don't underestimate the importance of being able to see, in quotes, a person that you're communicating with. You guys be talking to people and you don't even know who you're talking to. In other words, don't forget the human qualities that we're leaving behind in this quick progression into technology. There's only one thing a 69-year-old motherfucker like me can tell a 20-something-year-old motherfucker. There's only one thing I can tell you that's important. Do you know what the fuck that is? How to get to 69. Yes. My nephew says, oh, you're getting all gray. Ooh. Yeah, boy, your job in life. Your fucking job in life is to get some gray hairs. I get fulfillment every time I, you know, realize I'm delivering right on time information. I'm talking about, I'm talking with a group of motherfuckers who's looking and finding their way. You know, you guys, I don't care how much shit I talk about you. I notice a lot of shit. And you guys are slowly but surely growing. You know, you tune in because you maybe not agree, but you do like what I'm saying, and you evidently want to see if you can see it. Man, I look back in my life, my wonderful life, and I know my daughter and my friends will benefit from my wealth of knowledge. I'm like rich beyond my imagination, but still, I can usually live them up, you know what I'm saying? I'm on it as far as that goes. But I really want to thank you motherfuckers, and especially my die-hard daughter. I mean, she just will not let me settle for anything less than what I want out of my life. In every sense, I made it a point to be a real man in whatever field I'm in, not just him. I have never had a conversation or a debate with a motherfucker, and whether I won or lost the debate, that person has never left with less respect for me than they can. And most times their respect increased. Because you have, in a debate, the facts are the facts. And usually people think the debate is won based on the facts. The debate is won of how you handle the person you're debating. Your facts won't change. The way you present them has a big impact on what you're saying. But what you're saying has to impact the motherfucker you're saying it to. That's why the debate, your actual points are secondary when you first start. You want to read that dude or that girl. And you want to make sure you get them ruffles. And you do that very easily after you've read them. Now, hold on. Man, every time the fucking weather changed, my AC would just go crazy. It's just going crazy. But what I'm saying, I'm a firm believer in that there's at least 40 or 50 ways to handle any one situation. And I know them all, or I want to know them all. To be 60 plus years old in today's world is not like it was back when I was a kid. I'm talking about a 60-year-old motherfucker back then acting 60, which back then was one step, you know, out of the graveyard. Today, you know, a 60-year-old motherfucker has quite a bit. You know, he or she can rely on to move around, have some fun, you know, in their older years. But you know something? I'm serious when I say this. I used to not know how to not care. If I thought about something, I cared about it, period. Now, did you know if you act out in any regards about something, you don't care about. You're showing extreme care. Did you know that? Most people say, I don't care. Fuck that shit. Throw the shit down. Yeah, you care like a motherfucker. I don't see what this is saying. I don't care. And left it alone. Over the years, I learned that the only one who is supposed to know your feelings, your true feelings, is yourself. You're not supposed to act out. And of course, I have jewels to drop because of my, you know, dedication to representing this avenue. But the more, not the more, but more than that, I know you motherfuckers be checking everything I say, inspecting it. And you guys have to give it to me. You don't agree with everything I'm saying, but ain't nothing I'm saying wrong. Over the years, you have to realize these things. If you can recognize shit from sugar, and you would roast my old ass, I'm sure, if I wasn't on point. So, if I want to keep your respect, I just better make sure I know and show you all 150 ways to walk a straight line. Now, straight into prosperity in your field of choice, your field of endeavor. Why? Because I know going to Sidewalk University, getting the skills, the mental skills that I show you we all possess. Once you realize what you possess and how you can actually control what this is, it'll just wake you up. Because you guys are all zombies, just like the walking dead. You motherfuckers walking around dead, don't even think. Don't even press yourself to come up with ideas. So, as if you stop that. No, ain't nobody going to tell you what to say. Fuck no, ain't nobody going to tell you anything except what's best. In any situation, but you choose. Because I said there's 50 correct ways to do anything. Who says my way is the only way? Shit. Some of the things are obvious, and by no means am I suggesting that you gotta hide your feelings. But you can't expose them. I mean, not to just anyone. Fuck. Another thing I'm learning, it's true. Patience is a virtue. And I still wonder why older motherfuckers didn't have a problem waiting in lines or didn't have, you know, no problem going to appointments and waiting. And now I know. Most times, you don't have nothing pressing your ass that you got to do after this waiting. So, what's the rush? But the absolute best thing about being a 69-year-old motherfucker in my case is I have the majority of my wits about it. And the pleasure of having 75% of my friends whom I've known over 50 years still living in health. I'm among the most blessed men in the world. And you guys keep blessing me with all the best wishes. That's important to me. But listen, I am happy to be here sane and healthy. And all you motherfuckers should know that you're way cooler than me. Period. Oh, goddamn. My fucking computer go down. Okay. You should know. You know, to me, excuse me, I'm going to tell you something. Don't think because you feel 17 that your body let you believe you 17 unless you 17. I decided to change my bedroom around. You know, I just moved the shit. But instead of paying one of these strong-ass neighbors to move the shit, you know, I thought, man, it's only a mattress. You know what I'm saying? It's only a mattress and bedroom. So I did it. Oh, man. I was able to do it. But right now, you see how laid back I am. It's because my back fucking hurt. Everything on me hurt. Shit. My body didn't tell me, you know, it was going to feel like this. But I should have knew. Because, you know, I've done this before. I've done the same exact thing before. You know, my back, my legs, my neck, my arms, even my feet, my toes, everything is hurt. And I guess it's a lesson learned the hard way. And my mother used to always say, "Pack your age, boy." But that was when we thought we was, you know, bigger or badder than we was. She was saying, "You little fuck, you ain't but 8 years old. Pack your age." Hey, I believe that message is well understood now. Because I need, ooh, see, even that hurt, reaching for this lighter. So, not many people get the chance to go as far as their dream projects. I've done a lot, you know, but to be totally honest, I haven't done all I intend to do or could have done. I did a lot, you know, in Abba Q, but I didn't do all that could be done in Abba Q either. But I'm determined now to do all I can in this phase of my life to justify living. There's no percentage except 100%. I cannot see any other percentage. Nothing else will suffice for me. Now, what is this you're talking about doing? What is it? I want my goddamn school to grow. This is 334. What's up? Are you there, 334?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What's good, bud? Man, I just wanted to give your flowers while you were bigging yourself up. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's you know, hey, bro. I appreciate it, man. The only way I can see him is if you give them to me now.
Oh, man, look, I was just thinking about that, man. It's going to be a cold day in hell, man, when you leave us, dog, because the wisdom and knowledge you got now, man, it's a lost art. You got to think about it, man. Social media didn't come into play till like, what, 04, 05? You had 50, 60-plus years before that even came into play to understand human nature, conversation, you know, how to think, you know, critical thinking, that type of thing, man, so... Even now, man, you'll blow the average young man out the water. I'm only 25 years old, but I'm realizing the shit you're saying, man, because it resembles so much of my uncles, grandfathers, you know, just lost
hey,
ways.
Brother,
you know,
your uncles and grandfathers and all of those older brothers, they wanted something for y'all. So we going to spit the real shit to you. It seems man. Like it's philosophical shit, but it is really not philosophical. It's life learned shit that's passed down. That's why it resonates to motherfuckers that's listening. And
man,
obviously
that's
you are,
bro. Oh, yeah, man. That's how you can tell from the real, from the fake, man. The uppity-ass older people that, you know, ain't going to tell you nothing, don't want you to know shit, you got to stay away from them, man. The ones that's constantly, you know, beating in your head what's going on, what it truly is, that's who you listen to. And you know, and then again, only certain ones are going to tell you if they see it in you. If they see it in you to take heed to it and go further with it, add to it, or really go by that word or by that book, they're going to give it to you, man. If they see it's not in you to do that, they're not going to pay you no attention. They're not even going to give it to you, man. So a lot of people, man, that's tuned in, really take heed to what this man has said about a lot of stuff, man. This man has 50, 60 years over all those young cats, man, just to study human nature, man, and conversation, man. Wasn't no social media, wasn't no none of that coming around when you were coming up doing your thing, man. So what I'll do is
say, you said you was 25, right?
I'm 25 years old.
Bro, you an old soul. Because you understand, believe it or not, man, that shit is going to take you a long way in your life because you understand.
Man, I already hip to it, man. I've been tuning in to you since I was like, I want to say like 19, man, calling in here and, you know, because I'm already hip to what's going on. Sometimes I sit back and trip out and laugh at some of the questions these people call in to ask, like, man, are you really that lost? Like, are you really, you know, without hurting any feelings, man, a lot of people call, and a lot of this stuff is common sense. You can tell who's been groomed, you know, by, you know, the real, and who don't have a clue, man, who didn't even come up like that to even know half the stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I just wanted to salute you.
Man,
up,
I'm
man.
Glad you called so, in, brother, because you were young. See, I told you guys. It ain't me. Sound like he been listening to me, but don't sound like you got my shit. But you show is on point with what you saying. So, like Aaron motherfucker don't necessarily have to be spending money to get what I'm talking about. They just may need to hear it and stir it up like Broden did and come up with the real for you. Because what I'm saying, man, you sound real cool to me.
Man, yeah, man, I've been tuning in with for you for a minute. I haven't spent no money for the simple fact because you're giving it away for free. You know what I'm saying?
I'm spending shit that only a motherfucker that's got it is going to get for free. Because if you ain't got it, it's going over your motherfucking head, everything I say. That's why I freely
man, like
say it. Yeah, that's why I freely say it. Because if you ain't got it, all you hear is something that sounds sharp. You ain't paying attention, but you paying attention, bro. And let me tell you something, man. Hit me. I see your phone number. I need your phone number and on it so it identify you. And what I'm saying, bro, I got to hit you with that audio book so you can really, you know, 6 hours of this shit, man. Free.
Oh, man. I appreciate that, man. How you want me to hit you, man?
Email at askrosebud@gmail.com. Hit me today or else I ain't doing it.
Man, I'm about to hit you right now. I'm about to go ahead and click off the live show and hit you right now. So it's in there.
Hey, askrosebud@gmail.com.
Or a double dose of that motherfucker. Well, I got you. I appreciate it.
All right, bro. For sure. Be cool. So, see, that's what I'm after. I'm after it all. And guess what? I'm going to get it. Hope you get what you want out of life. I hope that brother that just called in get what the fuck he want. I hope the brother that called in at first with them dope questions get what he want. Because this is real situations. I'm sharing whatever I think. But what the fuck matters what I think? It really matters what you think is what you going to do. It's a lot of people with a lot of information and a lot of opinions about a lot of shit. So don't none of it matter except for what the fuck you think. I ain't scared of me. I am not scared of what can be. You know, I just have to stand up. You know, that's my thing. I broadcast what I intend to do so it can force me to do it. Period. I don't want to let motherfuckers that fuck with me down. I don't want to let me down. But shit. You know, I'm older, but I don't really feel older. I am, though. I know that. I know I'm wiser. But I don't really feel wiser. I mean, I guess I'm growing old gracefully. Maybe that ain't so bad after all. I used to be scared of that growing old. Shit. I got friends all over the goddamn country. Friends right at home here. I got new friends I didn't made up in. Oh, 209, I didn't see you, bro. What's going on, 209?
Hey, bud, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
Oh, you know, same thing.
What's
just
up?
Tapping in with you. Tapping in. See, you got a new decor. Just heard that you moved and whatnot.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so now I'm trying to figure out where to send your Swissers to.
Oh, you the brother sent me the damn Swissers?
Yes, sir.
Email me, man, and email me for sure, because I wanted to thank you, man, and I didn't know who it was. I was so excited about it. First, I didn't really believe you were sending them when you told me about the shit on the show. But, man, you did, man. Email me, man, so you know I got some shit for you, too.
All
on
good,
the
bro.
Real. You got a question?
Stay up. Nope.
All right, brother. Be cool.
Stay
man.
Up, bro.
Yeah, you know that. My daughter, bro, when you sent me them Swissers, she said, Dad, why you buy all them damn Swissers? And I said, I didn't buy one of the listeners appreciated me like that. And do you know she just changed? Oh, that's so cool. It was cool. See, listen, all you guys, this part of my life wouldn't be shit if I didn't get to kick it with you guys. I know that. I fucking know that. You don't make me, but you make me happy. And I don't give a fuck that, I guess I should. But I don't care if I talk crazy to you. They talk crazy to me. And that's what made me sharp. Because I didn't want to get talked crazy to. I wanted a motherfucker to just talk to me like they was talking to each other. So I had to make sure I did the right shit at all times. I ain't standing too close. I ain't gonna act like I ain't doing nothing that got me around it. And whatever I'm doing is gonna be about getting some money. You know, so they can look at that little hustling they had a black mother. You know, I'm selling joints. $3 for $1, man. You know, some of them niggas, man, give me three of them motherfuckers. Yeah, all right, man. You know, he'll take one on me. You know, I knew. You can't fool me just as I can't fool you. The older I get, it seems the more I treasure you acknowledging my contributions. You know, I was a taker in my life. You know, but studying psychology, I learned that there's a phase in life, especially if you was on the success side of the criminal life, there comes a phase called generativity. Now, that's a phase when you want to give back. You want to give back to who or what helped you allowed you to flourish. And for me, that's y'all. I truly appreciate the well wishes I get on my birthdays. You know, my daughter and I started cooking dinner last night. And I thought about it and chuckled. You know, she and I sat down, you know, had a nice little dinner. And we had to acknowledge that we both have been, she haven't had whatever life. But we've been able to eat. You know, she can have whatever the fuck. You know, and while we were sitting there, I realized, honey, this damn is the first time we had to sit down together alone in a lot of years. And it was actually nice. So, you know, I get appreciation for my hard work. But it's going to sound stupid. But it was really important for me to be able to be a proper dad. It was. I just fucking just knew I was going to fail. You know, that's why I had no kids until I was damn near 40. Older than 40. But you know, I'm gonna keep doing shit until I, you know, don't have any gas in my goddamn tank. And I know you ask, when will that be, you shit-talking old motherfucker? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I love it. I'll be wondering what I got myself into. All I expect. All I require. And then I got to have satisfied people. These, you know, fraudulent dudes trying to show you how to be a man. No, man. I mean, if you want to look at me, you can see how to be a man, but that shouldn't be what you want to do. You should be want to know what things you need to do to become a man. You know, being a man to them is about handling women. Being a man to an SWU graduate is about how you deal with everyday life events. You know, them fake-ass gurus can't take their points of being a man and relating to anything but how to handle a goddamn woman. But what I talk about does not change. If you're looking for a job and get the interview, what SWU teaches you, just use the same techniques that I'm talking about. You're going to catch a bitch with this interviewer. And you're going to ace that job interview. What Sidewalk University teaches, the same thing you use to submit for a fucking job because you're a contractor and you get the goddamn big bid. Sidewalk University teaches real shit, not what's popular. And I'm not a nice guy. So don't come in there thinking I'm going to let you get away with whatever the fuck you're saying. If you're saying some stupid shit, I'm checking you. So let me expound on what I mean. I'm not talking about a fad. Now look at the three amigos. If you pay attention to their goddamn topics, you'll know that they talk about what's popular or what's trendy. I use my exact same principles to catch women. And I use them in my everyday life. That's why I don't have to think about shit. I'm just going to do whatever comes to my mind. I don't change the way to think for an occasion or a topic. Now, here's the deal. If you want to support something, go to paypal.com and select the send money tab. Send that motherfucking $850 for the October semester. No, actually, that's just for the course. Send that motherfucking $1,500. But, actually, $800, like I said last time. Two people, spend $800 right now, then you can get the whole thing for October. $800, normally it's $1,500. You're saving 50%. So, what I'm saying is, just jump on the fucking deal. Get the course and enroll in Sidewalk University for $800. You'll be supporting the efforts being made to bring madness back. And this new semester begins on October 1st. I mean, do you want to know what I'm asked the most about when it comes to the confidence I'm teaching there? How did you develop it to such an extent? The answer is, I failed so many motherfucking times, innumerable. Way more times than I care to admit. So the answer is failure is what made me so confident. When I wanted to learn to shoot pool, I struck out for many months. Finally, it dawned on me to ask the owner, Mr. Fuller, in my quest to become a shark again. At first, I didn't think it was possible to ever win a game of 6-ball or 9-ball against Mr. Cook. He told me I would never win, but I might beat him a game or two when I got good. That took 3 years. But finally I won a game, and I had to run the table. And he said, remember, boy, The only sure way to win is to shoot out like the Jets did. I had run the motherfucking table for the first time in my life, and the light came on in my head. You can only win if you're confident in your ability. After that, my confidence was like 100 times sharper when it came to food. Same thing I experienced when I turned out to this game and called me a real bitch. The second. It took me almost 2 years to catch that second out. I kept shooting my shots at every woman I saw. Until one day I caught one, and after catching her, I realized I wasn't doing a damn thing wrong. Because I thought I was doing something was wrong. You ain't catching, nigga. No, I just hadn't caught the right woman. Because I hadn't spoke to enough bitches. Soon, I was in control of my fear. You know, not being able to do what was needed in, you know, this game. And what can keep me, you know, from doing anything now? What in the hell is important enough to keep me from my obligations to my folks? Which is y'all. Nothing. That's why I hate this shit controlling my internet. I mean, everything, you know, I gotta go along with. You know, to you square-ass motherfuckers who want to judge me for having fun, good for you. Spend your time looking at or critiquing my life. I'm going to spend my time living my life. In today's times, we need to give credit where credit is due. And I give a lot of fucking congrats because the heartfelt comments are bomb to me. Like these three dudes that's been on these callers, there was especially that last one. As a parent, you never know what lessons you taught your children. You never know which one stuck. But I'm happy to see that the main thing I wanted my daughter to learn, she got. And that's it's all on her. Don't be, you know, leaning on me. Life is completely up to how you interpret it. You know, my energy has been soaked up wondering about all the wrong shit. Regroup, bud. And let life live. That's me. Let life live. I can't control what fate has in store for me. I can control the path I take in life, though. I simply cannot accept some motherfucker violating my belief in the good of people. I believe deep down inside, motherfuckers is good. And I'm sure you and many other motherfuckers know exactly what we learned to make us think that. We should know no one is exempt from what the world has become. I know if someone close to me needs me, I got to see or figure out how to reach ASAP. I got to feel worthy of my joy. I got to feel worthy of the prestige I feel I've earned. I have a passion to succeed. And my road to success is determined by how I respond to situations that seem horrible. Until I mull it over in my mind and then I figure out how to deal with it. I've been able to get proof that my work and progress has the blessings of God. Or I wouldn't be here. I better start valuing my time and get on with my goals in a different perspective. You guys got to understand some shit. I just think I'm one of the luckiest men in the world. And the motherfucker is on a path to greatness. Do you suppose you use caution? And when the greatness is achieved, I'm saying, shit, do you become reckless? Caution is required in all aspects of life. But sometimes to achieve that greatness that you're after, you got to throw caution to the wind. cautious man travels a path already explored, tried, and tested. The man who uses caution as he travels, even though the two words, you know, mean the same thing, will get different results. Because the man who uses caution will travel unknown paths, navigating with the knowledge he has about paths, but he's going to go. And I said, the dude that is cautious, he won't travel that unknown path. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Questions are the catalyst of thought. You can imagine living without having to think about things or have the answers and shit. The animals have to use instinct, which keep them in the survival mode, but that's about it. People are so fake and full of shit, they limit their thoughts to survive. No one wants to be real with themselves or others. You want to know how I can prove you're full of shit right now? And this only will work, or the only way this can work, is if you're totally honest with yourself. Then you have 5 seconds to answer this simple question. If you answer it in 5 seconds, it will show that you're a real person with people, and most importantly, yourself. If it takes you longer than 5 seconds, then you have work to do with honesty. Okay, this is the question. What is the most important aspect of your life's goal? The clock is ticking. Before you trip, there is no wrong or right answer. Just the mere fact that you wanted to see if you could answer shows a strong person like me what he needs to know. Now, what could that be? I've been on hiatus. Now I'm getting ready to get back to business. My school is doing well. I'm doing all I can do to improve where I'm at. Also, I've been, you know, selling them goddamn tools a lot. MP3s are the bread and butter of some of the things that propelled me into the stratosphere of this motherfucking game. So, am I greedy? Or do I want as many of you as possible to jump on this deal? This $800 deal. Now, this is an especially good deal when you factor in this going back to $1,500. Well, it's already at $1,500. Now, the answer to the question is both. Why can't we both win? The rest of this year, do yourself a favor and enroll in Sidewalk University for the low cost of $800. Well, two of you. The first two. After I get into, I'm going to just be saying no. The success of Sidewalk University is improving in this way. I was wondering, what can I do to improve? Then I thought, just keep asking myself that question and I have 90% of an answer. I know I'm 69 and probably shouldn't ever be petty, but some shit gets me to the point I get vindictive. I said to a motherfucker the other day, people are funny. They treat you one way, especially when you need something they have, but don't expect to be treated the same way. People use the fact they, you know, have what you want to try to manipulate you. But of course, when you check them on them, they have all kinds of reasons. They did what they did, but you and they know. The only reason was they wanted to be chicken shit. Now, what happens when the shoe is on the other foot? They do exactly what you did. They call you over and over. And now, since you have something they want, they're nice and agreeable. Mind you, they still haven't offered you what you've been asking for. But they surely want you to hurry up and get what they're asking for. Now, what should I do? Better yet, what would you do? a friend of yours has something you need, almost to the point pleading for it, but that friend has other reasons why you should wait to get what it is you want from it. Then something your friend wants just as badly as you want it, you have. And he asked you about it. What would you do? Especially if that friend didn't offer, he didn't even offer an exchange. You know what I did? A wooden, I put it out that I had it, and they immediately would get at me about it. Never one time, not once caring that they hadn't given me what I asked for. I'd give it to them. So when they asked for what I had, I would say, all right, man. I'm telling you. Guilt's given. Then they'll call you. And then they'll call again. I don't want to talk to you. You know, you got what you, you know, I live for me. I'm a selfish bastard. I'm not going to say I'll hook you up and don't, or I'm the kind of motherfucker to hook you up and I don't do it because you didn't hook me up. Shit, that's really some bullshit, bitch shit. So, I knew I'd get a chance to be as chicken shit as they were with me. I just didn't want it. I didn't want to be chicken shit. I'm too old to think of this kind of shit, but I still do, and I got to handle it as I see fit. People are just so goddamn funny. I know I haven't been promoted like I used to, but don't sleep on them goddamn MP3s. It's winning at SWU, but that don't mean that, you know, you won't win for you if you don't attend the school. You just won't get 100% as it should be understood. Let's face it, if 1% is better than where you are, it should be cool. But there's no way you won't improve your outlook on yourself and money if you study my course. You still will get more from SWU in 3 months than you can get in 10 years at an Ivy League institution. And I ain't volunteering to babysit some motherfucker in Canada or the U.S. or any fucking where. Testimonials are dope. And if you want to give one about how my shit has helped you, hit me with your phone number. And if you've benefited from my male confidence course or SWU, let us know. Ask rosebud@gmail.com. Rosebud got two D's in it. And I don't want to say, well, I should have sore fingers from typing so many emails out to y'all, but I don't. I can only say it's a waste of time to get at a woman and don't know how to close the deal. Closing is very important when you out on the prowl. Hey, I'm gone. This shit was cool. And I'm going to do another video maybe later today, but definitely tomorrow. Get at me, because goddammit, this school, this semester is starting.